Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
On Friday, the Orioles traded four prospects and a competitive balance pick to the Rays for pitcher Shane Baz. Well, what are the Orioles getting in Shane Baz? Let's bring a man on who covers the Tampa Bay Rays for the Tampa Bay Times. So he's seen Shane Baz many times in person. It is Mark Topkin. And Mark, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. Hope you are having a happy holiday. What are the Orioles getting in Shane Baz?
You're getting a kind of an old school Texas hardballer. I mean, he is. He likes to get on the mound and just let it rip. He's overcome obviously some injuries, lost some time. I think he's very appreciative of, you know, the chance to continue his career after extended absence from some elbow and arm issues. Had a pretty good year last year. Not great. Obviously, you look at the ERA just about at 5, but you can break out. Steinbrenner Field was not kind to him. I think he was 3-4 on the road. So maybe a little more of a representative ERA for his work. Still some tinkering with the repertoire. The fastball is the lead. That's the number one pitch. He plays around with the other couple. He's got a curve. He's tried a slider. He's tried a changeup, cutter. He's kind of messing around with that a little bit, and I'm sure the Orioles pitching staff and Eckerd College's own Craig Albernez will get him straight on what they want to do with him. But, yeah, they're getting a good pitcher and a guy who, you know, even the Rays acknowledge that, you know, still has the better part of his career ahead of him. And obviously in trading to a division rival, the opportunity to get burned by that is sitting right there.
Well, Mark, they have 3 years of control with Baz. So what are you expecting in this three-year stretch? Because he was once seen as one of the top pitching prospects in all of baseball. I think he was as high as 12th in some rankings. Can he still realize that potential of being a top-of-the-rotation guy, or do you see him more as a mid-to-back-end rotation pitcher?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess probably I didn't think of him as a 1-1, and then, you know, we get into the debate over how many, you know, aces are there really. I mean, Scoobal and Skeens, and, you know, do I think of him in that category? Probably not. Maybe he gets there. I mean, he's very dedicated and determined to try to get better, but I don't think of him at that level. But, you know, a 1-2 on a staff of, you know, of human beings and not superhumans, yeah, he could be in that top of your rotation. I mean, he's going to be a playoff starter. I mean, without even knowing what the Orioles end up with, I can't imagine he wouldn't be a playoff starter in their top three, when they get there, if they get there. So I think he's a guy, and like I said, he's determined. His dad is a trip, man. He's like a former weightlifter. And he'll be sitting right behind home plate if he gets the connections there that he had in Tampa Bay to get those seats. And he's a good dude too. And Shane's mom's like an old 70s rocker type, so it's a great family. And Shane's got a great sense about him too. That's the other thing. I mean, nothing ruffles him. Like I said, he's been through some injuries. He's been through some tough times of not knowing if he was going to get back on the mound. So he's got a good mindset, and you're getting a good guy in that regard as well.
Well, obviously the Orioles compensated the Rays as if he's a frontline starter. That's that's a lot of assets for Tampa to cull through. You've had a chance now to, I'm sure, dissect some of their people on conference calls and maybe also sort of back channel and pick certain people's brains a little bit on background. Who are they most buzzing about? The Slater kid, I guess they were probably going to draft had they held their pick and not traded it for Baker. What are they talking about this trade on their side of it?
Yeah, what you just mentioned was an interesting little twist that came out a couple days ago. I'm not sure they were going to pay him $4 million though.
Yeah,
so they were intrigued by how that unfolded. But yeah, a guy that you've had interest in. They like Ferret a lot. I can tell you that much.
Yeah.
He played his year at JUCO ball down here, right? Obviously, where the Orioles also have spring training in the Bradenton, Sarasota area. But they like him a lot. They noted on the record, that he is someone they think could move fast. He had three or four starts at AA at the end last year. I talked to him the other day too. Seems like a great kid, also, and the right mindset. Catching is the black hole for this team, right? That's the position they still. And this is the 29th season, and there were some stretches there. Mike Zunino was a good sign. Toby Hall had a couple decent years, but
Toby Hall.
Yeah, they've never really had that guy. They made that one draft choice that they took Tim Beckham and former Oriole Tim Beckham instead of Buster Posey, and maybe changed the narrative of their whole franchise had they gone the other way. But so that all being said, they obviously like Bodine. They're interested in him. The athleticism that DeBron have, and they also were pretty high on Over, and maybe suggesting maybe a little bit of an overlooked guy, super plus speed, really good defensive player. I mean, the standard is high in Tampa Bay when you talk about center fielders with Kevin Kiermaier and a step below that to Jose Siri, and now Cedric Mullins is going to take that mantle with a few guys that have been in the middle there. But I think probably the fairest way to put it was, The Rays acknowledged that they got as much as they got by agreeing to take guys at the lower end of the system, right? A lot of teams are trying to trade. It's kind of evolved. It used to be prospects. Now teams are trying to get those major league experienced or major league ready guys. So they were willing to take guys that are a couple years away, which got them more. And I don't know this. No one said it. I don't want to make it sound like I'm telling you what they said, but there probably had to be a little tax, right? The trade in the division.
Sure.
Other teams wanted Boz. The Astros were definitely interested in him, which is also ironic, which is how the Rays ended up getting the guys from the Astros in the other trade. But there had to be a little tax involved to trade in the division. Maybe that's where the draft pick came in. That obviously, I think if there's still one or two comp picks to be determined, but I think as of now, it's the number 33 pick. The Rays, among other teams, value those type of higher picks immensely also. So a lot of connections in these deals, but also I think this fell into, and Neander kind of said this, not in maybe exactly subject-verb form that I'm going to say it, but it was essentially too good to pass up.
Yeah, I think they're going to love that Overn kid. He's like Brett Phillips' makeup, but on that fast track, that speed as a fourth outfielder. It could be interesting for them. So where are they now? They move Lau's salary. They're being linked to free agents. I don't know how real this is. Could they do something non-Rays like as they try to get people back into their old stadium and like?
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I don't know. Is this all poppycock? People are linking them to free agents.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to. I know the easy narrative was, you know, the new owners took over, right, at the end of the season. There's three of the top free agents on the market are all Tampa Bay products.
Yeah.
Bo Bichette, Pete Alonso, Kyle Tucker. Oh, yeah. They're going to go get one of those guys, pay $200-400 million, bring them home, celebration at the Trop, right? That wasn't going to happen. Yeah, these guys are this ownership group is locked in on trying to get a stadium and figuring out, you know, how many, not even millions, how many billions that's probably going to end up. They're trying to build an Atlanta type battery, mm-hmm. probably going to be on the Tampa side. They're still in they haven't selected a site yet. So they're also saying it's going to open in 2029. So that seems to be where their focus is. The expectation, you know, educated information, educated guess here. They're probably going to end up about the same payroll as last year, about 85, 90. So could they make a big move? Sure. Ketel Marte is the one that's sitting out there at the trade. That rumor won't go away. I wrote something today up on our website about, you know, who's on second. And, you know, Ketel Marte is the best answer to the question of the guys that are out there. It's curious, and this is just one of the simple things that struck me yesterday. The money that they saved from Brandon Lau's salary and Boz's salary is basically what Ketel Marte makes this year.
Interesting.
The problem, though, is Ketel Marte is 32, and he signed for 5 more years after this coming season. So it's like $102 million, but $40 million deferred. I'm not smart enough to understand what that really means. Like, it's somewhere in the middle between 100 and 102 and 62 because 40 is deferred. But I don't know. I'd be surprised significantly if they went and got Ketel Marte, but they need a second baseman. They got to do something. The free agent market for second baseman is not very attractive. It's mostly former utility guys. Mateo's one of the guys, I think, still out there. But nobody that really jumps out. IKF, you know, nobody that really jumps out at you.
Mark Topkin, before we let you go, just curious to get your view from 30,000 feet. The Orioles have arguably been the busiest team in baseball this offseason. Five moves, Shane Boz, Ryan Helsley, Andrew Kittredge, Pete Alonso, the big one, and they brought in Leodis Taveras as an extra outfielder. What do you think about what the Orioles have done this offseason?
I mean, very impressive. And you know, I thought at the press conference when they introduced Eckerd College's Craig Albernez, yes, I'm promoting his connection to us, I thought your owner, Rubenstein, made a couple of comments that at the time thought, oh, that sounded like a little cocky, a little weird, but they backed it up, right, about we have the money, we can go out there. Like, he said a couple things, and I read a couple of the stories and heard some of the clips, and I think there was a little bit of people going like, I don't know if he should have done that. You know, you're kind of creating hope, but maybe he was foreshadowing what they had planned because, you know, I mean, I love the Pete Alonso signing. I mean, I think he's going to have a great season in that ballpark. I think that was probably the right choice for him. I mean, I don't think Toronto would have been good. Boston would have been good, too.
Yeah.
But I think Pete Alonso is a motivated Pete Alonso in that ballpark. I think is going to be a really, really good signing. But I think, like most of the rest of the people in the industry, they would think the Orioles still need to, even with Boz, they have to go get another pitcher, maybe even two.
Mark Topkin, always great chatting
Thank
with you,
you,
sir. Thank you so
Happy
much for
holidays.
Your time.
All right, guys. We'll see you outside of Pickle sometime.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Let's go. Right. It's a mean burger, mean chicken sandwich.
That burger's really good.
Actually good?
Yeah, it's really good. Thank you, Mark.
All right, guys.
Coming up next, it's T-Bone time. TMI with TIM. What you got?
It is fantasy football playoff
time.
And I was in the semis in two of my leagues. One of them, I made it to the championship. The other one, I suffered such a bad beat The worst loss of my fantasy football career. I was playing against my dad.
Nice.
I lost by...
How can it be a loss to lose to your dad? That's a gift. It's a gift.
Come on.
Yeah.
I lost by 0.45. 5 yards is all I needed. And I'll tell you why it was such a bad beat, but I want to ask the people. 410-583-1057. What are your craziest fantasy football losses? What's the closest loss you've ever had? 410-583-1057. We'll get into it next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.